Bad roommates. We've all had them. Sometimes they make you feel uncomfortable in your own home, and it's just not a good feeling to have. And if you've been lucky enough to never have had a bad roommate experience, welcome to Roommates from Hell, where we're going to be talking about some bad roommate experiences and providing some tips and tricks to cope with those who are possibly living in bad roommate situations. Hello, I'm here with my guest, Hannah Jones, and she's going to be telling me a little bit more about her roommate from hell. You said it was from last year, correct? So fall, spring of what year?
Okay, so this was my sophomore year. I lived at so this was 2021 to 2022, like fall to spring, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, I was in a four-bedroom apartment with three of my cousins, and then we had a falling out. So me and my current roommate, Jaden, we're still good. We went into a random roommate situation in another four-bedroom apartment. And those two girls, that didn't work out very well. So we never moved in with my cousins. We moved in with these two random girls originally, and then that didn't work. They were kind of insane. But we only lived there for like a week and a half, so I don't really have much to go off of on that one. Uh-huh. But then we moved into a five-bedroom townhouse at the cottages.
Okay.
So with three random people. And it was three bedrooms upstairs and two downstairs. Me and Jaden and Isabel, the roommate, were upstairs. Mm-hmm. And the two downstairs were just these twins. They were freshmen at the time. We were all sophomores and juniors. But Isabel worked at Aggieland Humane Society.
Oh. I have also heard, like, that the is not the best place to live at. I heard it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah. When I was there, the townhouse next to us had a break-in. But there was another time at the where there's like a pool party where there was shooting, like a shooting that happened.
That
I don't think anyone got shot, but it was like shot in the air or something. But Isabel worked at Aggieland Humane, and she was fostering this cat. He's my cat now. His name's Pumpkin. He was 2 weeks old. He's orange. He was in her room. So she had a loft pretty high off the ground, like maybe 4 or 5 feet off the ground. It was really, really tall. And he was up on her bed, and she texted me, and she was like, hey, can you check on my foster? Like, I'm going to be staying the night at my boyfriend's or something. And I was like, yeah. So I walk in. He's 2 weeks old, maybe. Maybe a 1.5. He's tiny. And he's on this, like, really tall bed. There's wet food in a water bowl on the ground. And she was like, can you just make sure he, like, is able to drink? And I was like, this is strange.
I don't think a 2-week-old could...
No, they can't eat wet food. Yeah. I, previous to this, only ever had dogs growing up. I hated cats. I was terrified of cats. So I was in there, I was watching this tiny little orange kitten, and I was Googling, and I was like, I don't think cats can eat, like, chew or anything. It was crazy. And so I was like, oh my gosh, he needs to be bottle fed. Yeah. A, he's really high off the ground. He could fall. B, he can't reach any of the food that he can't even eat. And C, he can't drink water. So I started bottle feeding him that night. And then I was just kind of like, I'm taking him. He's mine. So I bottle fed him. She always had some pushback on it. She was like, that was my cat first or whatever. But I was like, you...
But you're fostering it. So yeah. It's like, how can you...
Yeah, she was fostering him because he was little and he needed around the clock care. But then she wouldn't...
Take care of it.
Care of him around the clock. I was a blend team student. So I was at Rellis.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call Aggieland Humane because he was about to go up for adoption, because I was technically fostering him at that point, and I had to call him to be the first to be in line to adopt him after he got fixed. So that was really stressful. This was September of that year, so the lease had like just started. And so she was always kind of like sassy about it. She was like, she would want to come in my room and see him all the time. I was like, I'm not home. I just don't want you to go in my room
to steal the cat back.
Yeah, don't steal my cat, please. But yeah, and then like it was just awkward a little bit for the rest of the time, because I just was like, she worked as like a vet tech. She didn't just work at like the front desk, so she should have known better.
I feel like, I don't know what's up with people and like not caring for animals. I feel like it's something that you have to kind of be self-aware about. Like, there are people who are like, I want a pet, but I know I'm not gonna take care of it, so I'm not gonna get one. But then there are people who are like, oh, I know I'm not gonna take care of it, but maybe if I get it, I might start taking care of it.
Yeah,
I don't know what goes on through people's minds when they think that. It's kind of frustrating, because I'm just like, I feel like an animal, especially like a dog, but I know we're talking about cats, but I feel like that's something that you have to understand, that there's so much work that goes into it. And that's why I could never get a dog, because I feel like that's a lot of work. I mean, cats are still a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like, know what you can handle, mm-hmm. in a sense.
That first apartment at the cottages, I was with the two other girls, and one of the roommates there, she had a dog. This poor dog was, like, left alone constantly. That roommate was never home. She once asked me if I could fill a water bowl for the dog, because she wasn't home, mm-hmm. and there was no, I couldn't find a water bowl anywhere in that room. Like, nowhere. I have no clue where this dog was getting water from. Probably the room not. Was a mess. The room was hot. Like, the fan wasn't going, and she just yelled at this dog like crazy. Like, was very mean to it. Like, its tail was broken a little bit, like, bent. It looked weird, so I was like, what did you do to this dog?
Yeah.
So, like, I've had that roommate experience, too, where she just did not care for that dog at all.
That's kind of weird, because I feel like I've heard multiple people say stuff like that. I don't understand why so many people just don't care about their animals like that.
I think that's why, like, college students who have pets get, like, a bad reputation.
Honestly, yeah, that probably makes sense.
Because, like, there's a large port. I've met so many people who have either known someone or they are the person who doesn't take care of their animal. Like you said, you know what you're getting into. Like, if you're not willing, don't do it.
Yeah. You said that happened in September. So how did you kind of, like, live with that girl after? You said her name was Isabel?
Yes.
How did you kind of live with Isabel after, like, that? Like, was it awkward? Did you still talk to her? Did y'all kind of coexist?
But she had a boyfriend at the time that she was at his house. Constantly. So we didn't necessarily coexist because of the fact that she wasn't there very often, but when she was there, it was just kind of like I would be in the living room and I would just walk up to my room. I was like, I don't really want to be around you, because it wasn't just the cat thing. She moved out a couple months early before our lease was up and took like half of the kitchen with her that she only owned a couple things. So I remember I texted her and I was like, hey, that's mine. And she was like, no, that's mine. And I luckily had the Target app where I was like, no, those green tongs. I don't know why I cared so much about tongs, but I was like, those are mine. And she was like, okay, well, when I come back in 2 weeks, I'll bring it.
What's the principle? You just don't take people's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, half of the kitchen was gone. We had to go buy new tongs. So at that point I was like, just keep them. But I didn't. I was standing on my principles of it. And I was annoyed the whole time.
Yeah.
It just kind of set me up for I feel like every year I've had an iffy roommate experience. That one's sucks. Been the worst one for sure.
On the topic of Isabel, is there anything you would have really done differently? Maybe possibly trying to, like, settle the tension? So how did you kind of say, like, oh, Pumpkin is mine? Like, how did you kind of go about that?
So I literally just took him to my room. And then I texted Isabel and I was like, hey, I'm bottle feeding this cat. And now I'm very attached to this cat. And she was like, well, that's my foster. And I was kind of like, nah, you didn't care. So I used to be very passive. And then I don't know what switch flipped in me with this cat. But I was like, that's my cat now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And so, and she was kind of, like I said earlier, she would just be like, how's Pumpkin doing? Like with a toad. And I was like, he's fine now. Thanks to me.
But that's weird that she really didn't fight you on it either. She was just like, well, that was my foster.
Yeah, she but didn't she really, like, she wasn't like fighting me. No, she, because I think she knew she was in the wrong, but.
Isn't fostering like kind of hard to even get to? It's kind of hard to be a foster parent too, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand how people are so, I don't know what the word is, but they just don't care about their animals. And it's just, I feel like college students are selfish, which I understand. I mean, you're still kind of, like, young,
mm-hmm.
which is why people are like, oh, I don't want to have a kid because I'm going to be selfish. It's like, okay, valid, you know? But then feel like that about an animal. Like, if you know you're not going to pay much attention to it, if you know, like, this or that, you have to do something about it, because it's like, cats and dogs, they live for, like, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about that. I don't feel like. If you want an animal, like, a temporary one, like, get a hamster or something. But even as that, they live, like, 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Not, like, 2 to 3. I had a hamster, so I can...
so I know.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, she didn't go through a foster program because she worked at Aggieland. They were just like, we need someone to watch this cat. So it was very informal. Because especially with, like, leases and stuff, you can't have a foster, technically. So he was an illegal cat for a very honestly, long time.
Mine is an illegal cat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, too, all of our animals were illegal animals. So we're just like, we're just going to keep it hush
because
we're not going to say anything. Okay, the animals aren't actually illegal, they're domestic animals, but we did not want to pay pet rent because the prices for pet rent are extremely expensive. So just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, so he was illegal, and then, yeah, once I formally adopted him, he was on my lease. Now, in my current house, there are 5 animals, and I believe 2 Dang. Of them are illegal.
Oh my gosh. Right now?
Yeah, actively. Wait, are there 6 animals? There's 6 animals. There's 3 dogs and 3 cats. Do I was you like, feel wait like, a minute.
Do you feel like, up until now, with animals, is there been any reason for you to be like, no, I don't want animals this year? Like, I've already had so much to deal with animals.
My active, like, roommates I currently have, they're all really great with their animals. So I feel like it's more the person you're with and how they treat them. So with my fiance, we have 4 of the 6 animals. We each have a dog and a cat. Have you always lived with a stranger every year? And if so, why do you keep living with friends and roommates if you know that each year you haven't had a good experience? So my freshman year, I lived with my cousin in a dorm. And then there's four of us cousins that were all born within a year of each other. We're all in the same grade in a year.
Oh, that's cool.
So we were all going to live together our sophomore year, and then it just didn't go well. So, like, the summer things didn't happen. And that's why I had to go random, was because that fell through.
Yeah.
And then that random did not work, and so I went to a different random. So this was all within sophomore year. And then junior year, I lived with the one person I knew from sophomore year. And I used to work at a Smoothie King here. And my coworker from there. So junior and senior year, we all lived together.
You had a week long of, like, in the beginning, you're like, oh, I was with these people who were horrible, but it was just for
a week. Them?
Yeah.
So they lied about being allergic to cats. At the time, this was before Pumpkin. I wanted a cat, but I was, like, still iffy. Jaden she wanted to get a cat.
Yeah.
And she was in the process of it. And they both said that they were allergic to cats. Well, we literally said, like, find us someone. We want to get a cat soon, or we want to get cats soon. To the people.
Yeah.
And they paired us with them.
Who probably said that they're pet friendly on their resident portal.
And they weren't actually allergic. Like, they couldn't come up with the documentation to prove it. They couldn't go get a doctor's note. Like, they just didn't want a cat there.
Well, then they should have put no animals.
Exactly. So we start, like, one of them was like, oh, it's fine. We had a game night with one of them, me, Jaden, and this girl. And she was complaining about the other girl with the dog that had, like, the tail issue. And then we were like, oh, yeah, like, she's not treating that dog great, like, and all this stuff. And then she went and told the girl, like, all the things we said plus what she said. But didn't say that she said it. She said that we said it. So it just turned
within
really
within that 1 week?
Yeah. With, like, maybe a week and a half, yeah.
Dang.
We move in. I want to say we moved in August. We were already out by end of August. I was like, we need to get out of here. Like, I literally had to buy a camera because I didn't trust her. Because the other girl was talking about how crazy that girl with the dog was. Like, she's insane. So they didn't give me a key to my room, so I couldn't lock my door. I could only get in and out of the house.
Why didn't they give you a key to your room?
They said they had to make one, and then they never made one. They didn't make one the entire time I was living there, beforehand and until then. So I just, we moved out and I never got one. So I couldn't lock my door. And I forgot about this because it was 2 years ago. I was like, I need a key to my room. I don't trust my roommate until you move me out. And they were like, well, since you're on the first floor, you should lock your door from the inside and climb out the window.
What?
The people that work in the leasing office said,
oh my gosh,
you should lock your bedroom door from the inside and climb out the window. And I said, so the rest of the neighborhood can break into my room?
Why would they say that? I feel like people who work in management or, like, leasing offices, they don't have any correct qualifications.
No.
When I was living at those people were the meanest girls ever. We had one nice girl. I said, what's your name? And then I got her name down. So every time I had an issue, I said, I want to speak to so-and-so. I'm not going to speak to you. And they're like, oh, well, she's not here right now. And I said, well, let me know when she's here, because I'm not speaking to you because you're mean. I was like, what? Why are you so mad? Like, if you don't like this job, I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, when you're a leasing agent, it's the residents, everything is in your hands.
Yeah.
And you need to be responsible for that. So what is some advice that you could give to somebody, maybe a freshman, who's kind of going through a situation where, you know, she's living with random people and she's having animal issues?
I would say to keep friends with people outside of your living situation, so you always have somewhere to go if something goes wrong. Be prepared. Like, I had a camera. Like, get a camera. If something's not working and you feel unsafe, just make sure people know it and be prepared for it. But, I mean, don't come on the aggressive. Like, don't go crazy on the, like, offensive side of it. Like, try to be friends, and you can, like, have your opinions, but keep them to yourself. I mean, a bad living situation is just the worst.
Yeah.
So you want to feel, like, safe. So even if you're not the biggest fan of someone, just be like, oh my gosh, like, you're cooking dinner, how was your day? And then, like, you go your separate ways. Like, you don't have to be best friends, but just be
cordial. Well, guys, that wraps up episode 1 of Roommates from Hell. I'm so, so thankful for Hannah for sharing her stories. I know it's a little bit difficult to kind of air out your whole situation to the public, which is why these were false names, and I did beep out the apartment complexes because I don't really want to put much hate on them, but it is important to probably do your research on where to live before moving in somewhere. I think that could help out a lot in preventing a bad roommate experience. Also, if there's any chance that you're able to room with somebody you know, even if it's looking through social media or just getting a feeling of the type of person you're living with, that could also be a huge help in possibly preventing going through a traumatizing situation that is not necessary. And unfortunately, Miss Hannah did have quite a bit going on throughout her sophomore and junior year of college. But you know what? I think I would consider this more of a roommate from heck. If you want to hear about a true roommate from hell, go ahead and watch episode 2, where I will be talking to Vanessa Garcia about her horrible roommate situation. Thanks and giggum.